JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. As always, there is plenty of AFL news kicking about, so we've got to get one of the best in the business in the studio, Jay Clark.
Billy Brownless thinks he's a newsbreaker. But let's introduce him to a real one. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jay-Z Clark.
In he comes, Jay-Z. Welcome to you.
Hello, JB. Don't you look sharp? Been a sort of quiet couple of days on the footy front, hasn't it? Sort of Bailey Smith last week, Geordie DeGoey this week. You went to Perth and ruffled some feathers over there, Bill. So
I did. No, I did not.
Made some headlines. And
how is Jordan, by the way?
He's back.
He's back. How's he travelling?
He's battling.
How is he?
Yeah. No, he's struggling.
Battling, right.
To be honest, so he was a no-show at training again today, fellas, and that's because the significance of the fallout surrounding the Bailey video and how it's placed his football career in jeopardy has really impacted him. So I think the Pies were hopeful he'd be back at training today. They're certainly very hopeful he'd be back at training on Friday, but he's unable to train at the moment, and that's why he isn't there. So there's nothing sort of pre-planned about that. He's genuinely dealing with the fallout and the mental impacts that come with that. So does he play GWS this weekend? Well, if he can get through training on Friday and if he feels all clear, if he has the sort of the fitness and the verve.
There's a few ifs there.
Yeah, it probably seems more unlikely than not, to be honest, Bill. I mean, if you miss two training sessions followed by a week on the fizzy in Bali, then it sort of does put you on the eight ball. They're going to weigh up a decision. Well, then does he go around the VFL?
Yep.
What's going to come at him from over the fence, all that sort of stuff. I think that's a bit of a factor, but that's going to happen.
Does he have a little pre-season?
Anyway, a bit of a training block.
With someone at the club, a fitness bloke gets him and he has a nice little week or two or something just to get him right.
Potentially.
And then bang for the last, 6 or 7 weeks.
The thing is, if he's feeling as flat as we suspect and as what we understand, then is it one of those situations where on the green stuff is actually the best place?
Yeah.
For him, because Collingwood more than anything wants his real mates, his Collingwood Football Club mates.
His good mates.
His good mates, exactly, to get right around him, where it's potentially some of the other scallywags that he needs to separate from. So
Jay-Z, you know more about the movement of players than anybody.
Yep.
Is it true that the offer was taken off the table from Collingwood? And what has it done to the other clubs that would have potentially been interested in him?
It's made them really reconsider. There's no doubt about that. So everyone is watching what Jordan DeGoey does over these next few weeks. Everyone at some point in their life has felt the cold hardness of the canvas, right? It's how you respond. It's how you get back up. Can you pick yourself back up, find the resilience, the confidence, etc.? Can you behave the right way? So I think everyone's watching Jordan DeGoey over the next 4 weeks. And if he can behave and do all the right things, then I think interest will be rekindled at the end of the year. St Kilda is the obvious front runner. They need a difference maker to that midfielder.
Yeah, they
wouldn't have put a line through him just yet, but they'd be watching very closely. And if he can get his life together and have confidence in the in his ability to make a difference to them on the field, knowing they've taken Brad Crouch off a drug arrest, right? So that St Kilda has made some character assessments on players before. I don't think you can completely rule him out just yet. Certainly Collingwood won't make any commitment to him until the end of the year. And we're all watching what happens over the next 7 or 8 weeks.
Team wins a premiership. They don't normally have an issue with player retention. But Luke Jackson's name keeps coming up.
Yeah, so he is genuine. At the start of the season, the sort of talk around him was that he would stay. He loves at the premiership window at Melbourne. As this season has dragged on further, it does seem like a move west is a much more genuine option that he's weighing up. So he does have close ties with his family and his friends.
In Perth,
and that does appeal. So as we understand it, West Coast and Fremantle are both made genuine offers.
5 year.
And their numbers are all good.
They're good.
Big offers.
So right. Where does he go? What's best for Luke Jackson?
Well,
we spoke about
this. He's a Freo boy.
Yep.
Okay, he's from Adel.
But if you went to West Coast, you got Nick Nat, but then you're the next main ruckman. If you go to Freo, there's Sean Darcy there, and he's going to be there for a while.
He's more than the ruckman, though, Jackson. For me.
But where's his best footy? Is his best footy key forward or is his best footy ruck? Because
but
if he's going to Fremantle, he's playing key forward.
Well, if you've got a key forward who can then spit in there for 20% of a game and have the impact he has, I'm happy with that.
Or you go to West Coast, as you said, Bill, and you do genuinely take the number one ruck mantle on, you know, the same amount of money roughly, but you don't have that premiership window open for several years. So
what does Melbourne get, by the way? They're not going to say, mate, yeah.
So that's a great question, Bill. So currently Fremantle has got...
Look at him. He's up out of his seat. That's the first decent question you've ever asked, and that's because we asked it off air. Yep, keep going.
So Fremantle's in the top four at the moment. They've got pick 15 or pick 16. Now, that's not going to be enough.
No. So it was pick three a couple of years back.
So two first-round picks, if they're going to be two late first-round picks, you know, does that get enough? Do you have to throw a second in there as well? Or is the answer to this conundrum Rory Lobb?
Yes.
So do you get a first-round pick... And Rory Lobb, who indicated last year that he wanted to get out of Fremantle, he wanted to go to GWS. Manager Colin Young couldn't get the deal done. So does he, if Luke Jackson leaves Melbourne, is it a first round pick and Rory Lobb, and it solves their backup ruck issue to Max Gawn? Is that as win-win as that's going
to
get?
Yeah, maybe. If I'm Melbourne and his desire to move is real, I'm saying to Freo, you sort it out, but we're not taking 19 or 17 only.
Yeah.
You've got to work your way up to get a five or a four or a fiver add to that. And you go to work and sort it out. Because if you want him that badly, it's up to
and
you.
And you know
to
what Melbourne might ask together. For? A Brayshaw.
Don't think they'd get him.
That'd be nice to come back and play with his brother.
Well, that would be perfect, wouldn't it?
If his brother's still there.
He would slot into that midfield and he'd be excellent. But to be honest, I don't think it's just Fremantle into Andrew Brayshaw. I think there's...
Angus.
Sorry, everyone loves Andrew Brayshaw. I think there'd be six or eight clubs. Somewhere. I mean, and Port Adelaide is one particular club who are keen to add to their midfield stocks. They've tossed around Jordan DeGoey.
Yes.
Brought in Trent DeMond. So they'd be looking at someone like him. But I think there'd be five, six, seven, eight clubs looking at Angus Brayshaw.
We've got Cunners to talk about. Yes. What a great story that is. What happens with Dusty Danger coming back.
Ooh.
Marcus Ashcroft's young bloke who's flying. Lots more with Jay-Z.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jase.
Can you believe that, Jase? Just, just a juvenile man.
Jay-Z Clark is in the studio.
He is. And Jay-Z, you are trending.
No.
Adam Saad coming back into the game. He has been with the medical staff for quite some time, though, but they're happy to get him back out there.
Got to try and get back out there.
Abby Holmes.
Yes,
it's caught
Abby.
On. It has caught on.
I knew it.
I like it.
Mason Cox is a Australian citizen.
Yes, that's nice, isn't it? We love Coxie.
Yep.
We see he's gone through the formal certification today, so he gets his... I don't know, nice little photo and all that, becomes an Australian citizen.
What does that
citizen.
Actually mean?
I think he can stay here for
he's
longer.
He's an Australian citizen.
That's good.
He's a citizen of our country. He's got a passport. This is his home. Boy, Dusty and Danger, some of the biggest names in the game back.
Yeah, so this is huge for Geelong to get to Paddy Dangerfield back. He's had that little sort of mini pre-season, 2 or 3 weeks, where he's able to get that calf right and then get some more fitness into him. So he's absolutely chomping at the bit. He missed the trip west, the win over West Coast. And you think he'll play more. He's still going to be that explosive midfield type, Bill.
Because they need him. They need him in there. There's no one. Parford's not there at the minute. Jolie's in and out and doing his best.
Yeah.
You got Cam Guthrie in there, and then there's some other kids that they're throwing in there.
Yep.
So they need him in there, but then he'll just go and rest forward. Probably didn't have to. He could have played last weekend. They said, just have another week, Paddy boy.
Build that fitness, build that tank. The other one is Dustin Martin. So he was ill
60%.
Last week. Yeah, and didn't take on Carlton. Nice win over the Blues. I think you just got to keep watching this space in regards to a trade. I know, like, call me crazy, and I know Richmond have poured cold water on it 34 different times, but there's just continuing to be a little bit of smoke around the Dustin Martin fire, and I think there'll be some interesting conversations had at season's end, and there'll be some frank talks about whether he wants to get out of the Melbourne fishbowl and potentially play his football elsewhere. So that talk amongst clubs and list managers and agents does not go away. I know they've poured cold water on it a few times now, but it's just going to be certainly an interesting watch at the end of the season. He's going to come back or plans to come back this week, Jim.
Back to Geelong just for one second. Menegola's an important back in for them.
Well, he's a wingman. Yeah.
That gives them some nice wheels and good ball use.
Speaking of Geelong, you were down in the Cattery during the week.
I do like to go down to Cardinia Park. Bill, and just to say good day to my old friends down there.
Well, he was now. Too much. Ben Cunnington is a great story. We're back on the track when?
Yes, so could be back within 4 to 6 weeks. But this would be one of the best stories of the season.
Bloody
We know Sam Doherty and his inspirational return, of course, to Carlton. He's been all Australian contention. So Ben Cunnington had surgery in July, I believe. He's ramped up his training, been in the drills, so potentially he could return back to some level of football, whether it's VFL or AFL, I think, is yet to play out throughout the back half of the season. It would provide a huge team. You know better than anyone how much is revered.
He loved is what he is, and so important to what they do, because they haven't got anything like him playing for them at the moment. And for you know how they say, Nat Fyfe.
Yeah,
I've just got to go back and play a bit of waffle before. For me, Ben Cunnington doesn't actually have to train.
Just straight in. And you can
as soon
play
as
him.
He's ready to play, he just gets picked.
But play him forward too.
Anywhere.
Because he can clunk him.
He kicked 10 in a bloody grand final before he got drafted. What about Big Goldie?
Yeah, so I think he is an interesting watch. He said in the last 24 hours that he's got two more good seasons in him after this. Now, that to me is saying to another club, such as Geelong, who we believe are an absolute front runner for his services, his body is still good. He's been very durable over the journey, and you can back him in. So I think there's little doubt that he'll explore his options at season's end. I think a move, the John Segler move at, from Hawthorn to Geelong hasn't worked out this year. Would be surprised if Todd Goldstein's wearing hoops, not stripes, next year.
Should have been 3 years ago. Would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
As part of the premiership tilt.
He might have had a premiership medal around his neck. Hey, Lachie Neale, what's going on there? I keep hearing this, and surely he's not going back to Frio. If they get Luke Jackson and Lachie Neale.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I'm not sure they could fit that in the salary cap. I think it was Peter Sumich in Perth Radio at the weekend said that Lachie Neale was exploring a move back to the Dockers for next season. Spoken to some people around it, and I think he'll be staying. In fact, I'm certain he will be staying at Brisbane next year. There might even be a contract extension. So Lachie Neale going nowhere. He'll continue to drive that premiership tilt there at Brisbane. He's on $800,000 a year, so it's been good money. That might taper down a little bit. He's due out of contract next year. I'll sign an early extension, and it will put that to better belief.
If he wins the Brownlow, he'll get a nice little
coin still.
The other thing, when you're up that high on the ladder, they'll finish top four, you'd imagine, Brisbane, and then hopefully go really well in the finals for their fans. They will also get the number one player in the draft.
That is
manna from heaven.
Will Ashcroft, Jim, I think he had 51 touches.
51.
I didn't have that much pill over a whole season.
No,
did you ever touch it 51 times?
No, did not.
And I kicked 11-4.
Never touched it 27 times.
So he is father-son, of course.
Yes. And weighing up the opportunity to go to Brisbane, they're very confident that'll happen. But as you say, Jim, it's a bit like the Bulldogs. They were going well, and they got Jamar Eagle-Hagan as a number one pick when they were
then
a strong
Duke's
team. Sorry?
Then Duke's kid came the next year, so they've had a nice lick of the ice cream.
Sam Darcy as well. So Will Ashcroft, just keep watching this name. He is tipped to be right up there in the first two selections in this year's national draft.
All right then, little Jay-Z. 27-year Bill.
Confirming, Raps.
So, Toby Bairstow got 50 once.
Did he? Mark Bairstow.
You know, Mark Bairstow got a little 50 once.
Peter Featherby did.
He did. Now, he'd get 50 today too, Toby.
No, he wouldn't get out on the ground.
Who do you think was the best midfielder of all your teammates? You know, Ablett Senior.
Buddha.
Ahead of Couchy and...
Buddha. Okay. Gary Hocking, who's coaching Leopold and going well down there at Geelong. But Buddha, he should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
Because he was a bit
come lippy. Second four times. Yeah. The other way around.
Second four times. Well, he never had you taking votes off him.
He was up against Couchy and Bairstow. Like, he's a star, Buddha.
Hey, nice to see you, Jay-Z. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Famous.